Have you ever thought about OnlyFans?
I have a nice body, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta show it up. I just got one. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, do it.
But I'm doing more of the sexy stuff.
You have long legs.
My dad goes, hey, so Colton, I saw you got an OnlyFans now. That's gonna be an interesting thing when you want to adopt a kid. And I was like, Dad, I don't want to adopt a kid. He goes, you told me one time you're going to adopt a kid. I go, no.
You're going to have my daughter.
I go,
she's really cute. She can be a doctor. She go to Harvard.
That is.
She has a gay dad. She'll be the president. So, this is bad.
Some of this is bad. Some of this is bad. Some of this is bad. To drag out whores.
No. You'd be like, oh, I'm 18.
Yeah, I was 18 and I was a virgin.
18-year-old virgin?
Oh yeah, I lost my virginity when I was 20.
It took you 2 years.
Yeah, I was ugly.
Me too. I was fat. I still kind of am, but.
Are we starting our show yet?
I said what? What? No. I think we started. Yeah.
She looks at you like, oh no.
Oh, yeah, I was really fat, and I was 20, and I didn't lose my virginity until I was 21.
Oh, honey.
I know, it was really rough.
Yeah, she didn't mean like actually. There's no way you were actually ugly. You probably
were
just
ugly? No.
I meant I'm not pretty in China. China people don't like a dark. Oh my god, come here. Stop.
People don't like what?
Dark skin in China is ugly.
Your skin considered dark?
For Chinese, for Eastern Asian. But if I'm Philippines, it's not dark. Because there's more sun. But East Asian, like people in Japan, Korea, you know the K-pop stars.
I've seen
them. They are whiter than a bleached asshole. They are so white.
Yeah. I've seen them try to. I saw like the skin, they Michael Jackson themselves.
Oh, yeah. They bleach their skin. There's bleached skin for the skincare, and they have IV treatment to bleach the skin to look whiter. The whiter you are, the prettier you are.
Interesting. Because I see pale guys. I go, hey, get a fucking tan.
Yeah, they are so white. The guys are so white.
And I go, like, if we go to the beach, you're going to be red. And I actually used to date a redhead, and I'd always be like, you're putting on fucking sunscreen because I'm not fucking a lobster. And
I love
like,
redheads.
But just like a beet red face, just no.
Yeah.
Come on. Come off of it.
Wait, who did you lose your virginity to at 20?
It was my boyfriend. He's also a virgin, and he can't get hard. We kind of just like, it's like a...
Why couldn't he get hard?
I don't know why.
Forever or just
he
that
kind
one time?
He kind of get inside a little bit. I don't know if that's the
a
guy.
Chub.
I mean, obviously next week he got hard, but it was bad. He was really soft. He's like a little sea cucumber.
Was he...
Does that happen in gay? I feel like that doesn't really happen in gay.
Well, I'm wondering.
It only happened in
straight. So this is my made up story that he didn't want to bust too fast, so he jerked off before he came over, and then he drank a little bit too much, and it was just like a lot of stress.
Maybe I think so.
And we just need to be. We need to forgive him.
I'll forgive him, but he's in Kentucky now. God bless him. And his cousin, yeah.
Is he married to his cousin?
I don't think she is his cousin, but he was like kind of like my first love, and he kind of broke my heart. He was cheating on me and I found out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I broke up with him and he didn't want to break up with me. And then I won't let him come in the house and he pushed me and I broke my finger.
Abuse.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't really abuse me. I slapped him first, so... I don't want to be a victim. Yeah, I earned it.
Yeah. Are you a fighter? You still fight? When was the last time you got in a fight?
Last time it was actually my last divorce. My divorce.
Your last divorce.
I had two divorces. The first guy is like the love of my life. He's supposed to be like, I broke his heart, so I was a bitch. But second guy, he's bad. And it got physical, so I filed divorce the next day.
Uh-huh.
But he's not a physical guy. I slapped him. And he choked me, so. Like, I love to be the woman who actually speak for men who got violent. I don't want to be like, a man guy, he hit me. No, he made me angry. I slapped him. He's like, fuck you. He just grabbed my neck. And then I smashed his head with the cutting board. And then...
So it sounds like maybe more of a a little bit more of a toxic situation, Chip. You know, but I like that you're I don't blame you.
I'm
you're a
honest.
Cool girl.
I'm honest. Yeah, he choked me, but I slapped him first. Then I hit him with a cutting board.
Right.
Yeah. Then I divorced him.
Now, what kind of cutting board? What?
So you knew it had.
It's like a charcuterie board. It's nice and gentle.
Did he go down?
No. He's like, ouch. And he's, I mean, he stopped choking me.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good.
He's like, oh. Then my mom threw a vase on him. a big vase.
Your mom was like there?
Your mom was there?
She came here to help my daughter. So
no,
she,
but he was choking you in front of her?
No, she was like in the other room in the big house. And she heard something. She just, she's a savage. So she's a communist. She threw a vase on him. She's like, he didn't die? She was disappointed. She's like, oh, I saw that I hit him on the place that he would die. I said, no, he didn't die. It's not legal here to kill people. She goes, really?
Is it legal in China to kill people?
I mean...
China's such a mystery to me that you could tell me anything and I would believe it.
I actually would too.
Yeah.
Is there? What's the question that you get the most often?
Like I have never seen gay people in China.
You've never seen gay people.
It's like
in China?
My gay friends don't tell me they are gay. Like I have to have my girlfriends. They are not educated enough. Like my high school friends, I know now. They're like, I don't understand why my husband never cheat on me. He never like hang out with girls, but he just don't come home. I'm like, he's gay. She goes, no, that don't exist. Like, he want men? I said, yeah. She goes, I don't believe that. And then...
They never do?
And then, you know, she just only believes that he never hang out with other girls. He never flirt with girls. And he always hang out with his male friends. I said, he's fucking them. She won't believe me. She's like, you're just bitter.
But so did you find out?
Oh, yeah, he's gay.
Yeah.
They always are.
But they can't be, like, they don't want to, they still are, the Chinese gay, most of Chinese gay, they are still so traditional. They want a son to carry on their business, their legacy, whatever.
Yeah.
They can be a fucking accountant, what legacy you have. Like, but they want a son to carry on the calculating legacy, whatever.
I think my. I love that even the gay guys are like, no daughters.
No.
No, thank you. I don't want vagina
leaking blood.
Pussy in my house? No, thank you.
No, the gay guys are like, they want a son, so they want to marry a woman who they resent, and then they would go to fuck their friends.
Yeah.
And then they would never cheat on the wife, and the wife's like, I don't know what happened. The gay knows they are gay because they have their ass.
No, we have those people here too.
Yeah, they do. Like they
yeah, they're my sister's friends. They so she went to a really small Christian college, and
these
boys were out here gay, and they were like looking at me, and it was very much on, and they got married, and now they have kids. I'm like, fucking interesting life that was.
Men love to have sex with other men.
Yeah.
Have you ever done some lesbian stuff?
I have not done it because I am not interested in pussy. Like, if I can see it, I don't want it. I can see my vagina right here and I can do yoga. I can lick my pussy if I want to, but it's just not interesting.
Is that real?
I never ate my own pussy, but I can bend over. I can't go that low. But I don't think vagina is something I want. I love dicks. Like, I know I want dicks. I love dicks, but like... I'm very straight, but I also respect lesbians because they figured out it's just better to be with women.
Is it?
Yeah, because you can share everything. I'm Chinese, I'm cheap, like I can wear the same clothes, lipsticks and clothing, everything. And just it's easy, you know.
I have a lot of respect for lesbians. I don't know, they're very mysterious to me.
They are mysterious.
Cuz I don't really understand how like vaginas work. So I don't think. Like, what are they doing?
If I'm a lesbian, I still want a big dildo.
Yeah.
I want a real dick inside of me.
Did you ever peg a man?
Oh, yeah.
You pegged a man?
I would do it. Want to do it. But no man want me to do it. But they can't even. I want to.
You want to. Do you think you'd respect him less?
No, I wouldn't respect that anymore after that.
All right, well, maybe.
But if I want to dump somebody, I'll be like, do you want me to peg you? Yeah. After that, fuck him, I'm like, bye.
Yeah.
See
you. just holding it, bye.
Yeah, it's like, bye, do you come? Yes. You can go now, since you came.
I love that.
I would adopt that's this. Like, that's my breakup gesture.
That's a nice breakup gesture. I agree.
I'll peg you, and he'll just let me. Okay.
Would you bend him over? Or?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Or like really giving? You really want to give it to them?
Oh yeah, I want them to know. Like, yeah, I want them to feel the real, like a real sex, a real pleasure.
Real pleasure.
I'll be like, that's all for you. That's all for you. I would love to bend him over.
Do the strap-ons go inside?
Yeah, they can. Yeah. They can.
So it does feel good to do it.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
They have like a little, there's like a coat hanger almost. Uh-huh. You know what I'm talking about? Am I right or no?
I haven't seen that one. I think my ex-boyfriend bought me one. It's just like an underwear. You put it in here. It's not inside my vagina, but it's like, but I didn't use it because I wasn't as toxic as I am now. But now I would totally.
Wait, he bought you it?
Yeah, he's like, you should try it. But we never did it because I wasn't as toxic.
You should try fucking me in the ass? Yeah. You should try is fucking me in the ass.
Yeah, yeah.
I have something you should try.
Yeah, I never did it because I was kind of like a nice. Now I'm just like.
Oh. A nice girl?
No, I'm not. Now I'm like, I'm going to destroy you. Yeah, I will make sure you suffer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that.
I love that you want to like fuck these men with no lube.
No.
No.
I don't want to hurt them though.
Okay. Yeah.
I want them to feel good and to question if they are gay or not. I want them to feel so good. They were like, maybe I am
it's
gay.
It's a weird investigation thing.
So what do really gay guys, like really, really gay people do in China? Just chill?
They are in fashion.
They are in fashion?
Yeah, they are. Like my hairdresser was a gay guy when I was doing Cosmopolitan. Now, like, I think it's very cool to be gay.
Yeah.
Because the gay guys are all the elite guys who made it in fashion. Because the gay guys do well because they don't have to, like the gay, like the guy who is so gay, they literally don't give a fuck about society. And they just, they take off because they don't have to spend time with women who is mentally abusive. Because women, you know, we are bad. We want to control you. We will make you feel bad if you want to have dreams and hopes. So the gay guys like, yeah. And they just like, I'm gay, you don't want me, it's fine. They go to big city, they don't have to spend the money on dates with women. And because they are so gay, other people don't want to be gay and don't want to date them. They just focus on their career. They make all the money, they become so famous and successful and important. They can fuck any guy they want. And then they are so happy and they're so gay. And the people just like
that sounds like a dream.
Yeah, people just love them so much.
I want to be like, everyone loves me. I'm rich. I'm famous. I'm Asian.
But they suffer though.
No downside.
I'm a famous Chinese gay guy. I love that.
They suffer so much. Then now they just like, they are all Elton Johns. And then we have this trans woman. She's a famous late night host. She's a transgender. She's a man transitioning into a woman. Her name is Jin Xin. She's like a late night host.
Oh, yeah.
In China.
Yeah. She's very popular, though, right?
Very popular, very beautiful, but yeah. she was a man.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting in China. Like, it's like China
is
everyone
okay with that?
Yeah. Because when they don't like when you are not confident, you don't know who you are, they make fun of you. But the moment you're like, wait. I had a dick, now I had a pussy, fuck all of you. They're like, oh my God, she's a queen.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
They want you to be like a queen or hide.
It's. I love that.
They don't want you to be a rat. Be like, I'm kind of gay. They're like, fuck you. You are nothing. Or like, she's like, that you have a dick here. She'd be like this. And people are like, oh, yeah. She loves herself.
I feel the same way about kind of gay. Yeah. I don't really care. Don't be kind of gay. Be more
That's
gay.
That's why everyone hates bisexual women.
I hate them.
Everyone does.
Why do you hate them?
I think they want attention.
Oh, yes.
I'm bisexual. No, you commit to pussy or dicks. Uh-huh. Because if you are a woman, like I would never eat a pussy.
Right.
But I would, I think women are beautiful, but I'm not gonna eat a pussy. Like
What if they eat your pussy?
Yeah, what if they eat your pussy?
I don't want to.
Pussy?
No, but what if they loved it?
I wouldn't let them eat my pussy.
What if they had short hair and a baggy shirt on?
And said, peg me, bitch.
Well, if you think about like Rachel Maddow.
Yeah, what about a really butch lesbian?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, you were into that.
But I can think about it. Like, I would imagine me fucking Rachel Maddow.
Yeah.
Her fucking me with a dildo.
Yeah, and that does it for you?
I don't know if I like pussy. I don't enjoy pussy eating as much as I like
getting penetration.
So I would want Rachel Maddow to fuck me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With a dildo. I think it's hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so maybe the nature
little,
is
maybe you're a little gay.
So maybe you're bisexual.
But like, I like when a woman look more like a man and have a dick. So technically I like men.
Yeah.
Well, his thing is he wants a transgender man, so man with a pussy. Like that's
hot.
Thing.
That's my that's my number one.
My friend Stacey K is a man with a pussy. But she's a woman
she's
though.
She's a comedian.
She's pretty.
LA comic. Yeah, funny.
She's pretty.
Who?
She's like long hair, funny, beautiful blue eyes, tall and gorgeous with a pussy. She's a trans. I think she has.
She's been here. She's been to the creek.
Nice.
Oh, amazing. Cool.
Yeah, she's pretty.
She's transgender.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, she's tall and pretty.
Hey, don't get him excited about that.
Yeah, we love the transgender.
But she's not what you want. She's a woman.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that. No, I don't like
that. No, you want a man with a vagina.
Yeah.
Like, look like a man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah.
How about like a...
Like it's Jimmy with a pussy.
That's cute. How about like there's a... I like blue eyes. That's my type.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your type for guys? Because I feel like you're very beautiful. You have great outfits on. You must get a lot of attention from men.
I think people, the moment I open my mouth, they don't talk to me because I'm too aggressive.
Yeah.
Men don't like that.
No,
I don't know. I think. Well, no, maybe I'm because I'm
men,
gay.
No, men, you know what men love? When women shut their mouths.
Yeah.
They love it when women are like, whoop.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I love it when I see a girl just going off. I'm just like, get them. Fucking go
I
get them.
I think I want a dick on me. I want to have a dick.
In you?
No, inside. Like, I literally have one.
Oh, yeah.
Penis envy. Oh, you want that.
I'm penis envy. I wish I had a dick. I would fuck anything.
I come from, like, a matriarchal family, so, like, the mom's got to be in charge. You know, yeah. And my bubby, she was top bitch, you know?
Yeah, my mom is... Yeah, my father was drunk his whole life. My mom ran, like, 5 restaurants. She's the boss. Like, I would love to have a dick. If I have a dick, I'll be okay. I wouldn't be like, oh, my God, I'm a monster. I'll be like, yeah. In China, they call transgender ren yao. Ren means human. Yao means monster. Human monster.
That's crazy.
And then they call gay 同性恋, which is nice. Same gender in love.
Oh.
A gay person is like a people.
A gay person is us are love, and transgender is human monster. Okay, that's really bad.
And do they go like no? Is that the right? Like, is there two words?
What's the politically correct term in China for that?
Like gay?
For transgender.
Do they have actually, a politically correct?
变性人. 变性人. 变性 means changing gender. A human changes his gender.
Oh, okay.
But then the slang would be 人妖.
Which is
like a lady boy, when you see a lady boy, we say a human monster. But 同性恋 is good. Like gay people is like a same gender in love.
That is really nice.
It's beautiful.
Wait, and how do you say? Is that the same for lesbians and gay people?
Lesbian is like lace, like a lace, like a transfer the word. But the same for lesbian and a gay is same gender in love. That is actually nice.
If you're gay,
because he's in love.
If he is gay in love, if you're gay in China, are you like a disappointment to your family?
Yeah, of course.
Work.
It's like you don't have to go to China to feel that.
Yeah.
I mean, being gay is almost as disappointing as being a girl.
Yeah,
similar.
Almost.
Similar.
Oh, but they would rather.
It's better.
They would rather a gay son than a girl.
Oh yeah.
Oh wait, gay is better than a girl.
Oh yeah, of course. Because they had a dick.
Uh huh. God, I can't get human monster out of my head.
I love human monster, and I love that gay is better than girl in China.
I think so, for sure.
I'm going to make that a t-shirt. Gay is better than girl in China.
I'm telling you guys, I'm from my heart, if my son is gay, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because gay Asian guy, he's on top of the food chain. Yeah. He's a hot Asian chick.
What if your kid is a daughter? Do you have a daughter?
I have a daughter. I kept her, so don't judge me.
Okay.
She's cute.
How old is your daughter?
She's 3. She's very cute. Wow. Her name is Magnolia.
Oh.
She looked at me, but she's going to be taller and prettier than me, which is good.
Okay.
And she's very smart. My son is cute. His name is Winston. He's 5.
Oh, you have 2 kids.
Because I didn't learn from my mistakes. Yeah.
And you have a rocking body, and you're gorgeous. I mean, and you're killing it.
Depression is good for you. You know, yeah. I hate myself. I just feel like I wanted to. I would if I feel bad, I would fast for 24 hours to not eat. I want to feel the hunger.
Yeah.
Because if you stay in shape, you can be a cunt. But if you gain 10 pounds, you have to smile.
That's very true.
I don't want to smile with my double chain. Yeah. I don't want to be nice. I want to be a cunt.
Uh-huh.
I'll be like, no, I don't have effort. Like I would rather stuff myself and be a skinny bitch so I can be cunty than being a sweet, chubby girl.
I actually think that that's beautiful.
I like chubby
and
girls.
I like that you're taking charge and you're going, this is actually what I'm going
to
do.
I like to abuse myself. I'm a communist. I enjoy suffering. I enjoy hunger.
Yeah.
I just enjoy hardship. It turns me on.
But your mom had 5 restaurants.
She did. But she we had money when I was in China.
Uh-huh.
So I was never poor. But I worked in her restaurant. She made me work when I was very young. So when I was in Kentucky, I was making my own tuition. I worked like 5 or 6 jobs. I worked shitty jobs. But it helped you to be humble and to understand, to respect people who work low and the jobs. Like, yeah. I was a waiter. I was taking care of a blind lady. I was driving her. I mean, she was blind. She didn't know I was Asian, so she hired me. and I was taking care of a lady who's like paralyzed in bed. So I was working all the shitty jobs, but yeah. Now like I respect people so much. It gave me the experiences to be a real person.
Right, and I love that. It sounds really nice. You did just say you love being a cunt, though.
Now I do. Now I'm older. I'm just like, I don't have time for suffering anymore. I love money.
Yeah,
I like to abuse people who's mean to me. I just
right.
I like to just like have the fuck you money.
And do you have that right now?
I'm getting there. I work like a peasant, so I can have that. Like when I was very young, I know I want fuck you money because when I was in college, I had a cat, very ugly cat. My roommate's like, I'm allergic to cats. Can you get rid of the cat? I'm like, you can leave now. She goes, you can't afford a 2-bedroom. I'm like, I'm getting 2 more jobs. So I went up and got 2 more jobs to keep my ugly cat. That cat ran away though.
What? But you got the
The 2-bedroom apartment.
I'd rather be a fucking slave than. Because I also like to walk around naked. I don't want people to see my pussy for free.
I think I'm going to be in that situation very soon. I'm living with 3 straight guys, and they just really, really suck. They leave their Zins. Do you know what Zin?
What's that?
It's that like nicotine pouch.
Ew.
And they just leave it on the counters.
It's so straight.
Or on the
gross.
Fucking like on the ceiling.
I think that's so hot.
It's like. It is so
I love
gross.
Like a dirty straight guy.
I fucking no, but living with like I went to pick one up, just like picking up after them.
I'm like,
and it was hard and stuck to the fucking ceiling. I like one
guy's like take their zin and like push it into my mouth while we're kissing.
Oh.
Oh, God. Is that bad?
That has not happened.
Oh my God, it'd be so cute though. It's like,
okay, you're just dreaming. Okay, great. Have you ever thought about OnlyFans? Because I just started.
I have an OnlyFans page. OnlyFans reach out to me when they start doing OnlyFans comedy.
Yeah.
So I produced the OnlyFans first comedy show. I booked my wife on it. It was like 2022. At my club, actually. I own 2 clubs in Los Angeles.
I just said this. I was like, she owns 2 clubs. And
yes,
like,
Pasadena Comedy Club. That's where we produced the first only, like, La Mof, like, Laugh Your Ass Off comedy show.
Yeah.
So I had OnlyFans page because I had the page to produce that show, and we all had that. But I just post my comedy there, and I do some, like, lingerie or, like, bikini photo shoot. I used to just, like, post my flyers on Instagram for free. Now I just... basically posted a photo shoot. I don't have any pussy, asshole, nothing.
Good for you.
Yeah,
I
just...
Do you make any money?
It's like, I make like $20,000 a month. Just doing nothing. Just like, I have 3 photo shoots.
I thought you were going to say like, I make like $20 a month. $20,000 a month?
$20,000.
Sorry, you're making $20,000 a month.
Without showing anything.
And not showing your pussy at all?
No. No.
Wow. And then also comedy.
Yeah.
So you have pretty
so
close to fuck you money.
I make more money doing comedy shows.
Pop, 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 pop. I love that. I love your...
Yeah, I don't care. I'm like a...
You're a working woman. You're working hard.
I have 120,000 followers on OnlyFans.
Oh, my gosh.
And I would be like, I'm in Austin. I'm eating this cherry. And I'm by myself in the hotel room. Have a good day. Like a video. I would charge like $3 for like... Because I don't post it on my Instagram.
And my fans
want to see what I'm up to. And I also have a lot of like motivational shit. I'd be like, you are the badass bitch. Fuck everybody. Fuck them. If somebody's mean to you, fuck them. Uh-huh. And then I would just... And also like...
I would stick a banana up my ass for $20,000 a month.
I put it in my mouth. I would eat a banana and read something. I just nothing sexual, but you can see the things on my like in the lingerie photo on my Instagram. You know,
yeah.
There's nothing showing, but obviously it's like a bikini, it's sexy, but I have a nice body. You know,
you gotta
show it up. I just got one, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, do it.
But I'm doing more of the sexy
nice.
Stuff.
You have long legs.
My dad goes, hey, so Colton, I saw you got an OnlyFans now. That's gonna be an interesting thing when you want to adopt a kid. And I was like, Dad, I don't want to adopt a kid. He goes, you told me one time you're going to adopt a kid. I go, no.
You can have my daughter.
I go,
she's really cute. She can be a doctor. She go to Harvard.
That is.
She has a gay dad. She'll be the president.
I told him I'm going to have to come in some pussy.
What?
Is her dad gay?
I wish he would be cool if he was gay. No, he's a sociopath.
That's similar.
That's very similar
very
to being gay.
Similar.
I like gay guys.
Yeah.
Gay guys have taste.
So... two same dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have to see him ever?
No, I basically, with the divorce thing, I said, I want no money. Yeah. You take all your money. I want the children.
Classic.
No child support, nothing. I just want you out of my life now. And I give him half of my house I live in cash. I give him 800K cash. I said, you have to leave today. And you can see the children whenever you want, but they live with me. And he agreed to it because he think I'm going to come back and beg him for money. And I fucking put it off. I sold all my Birkin bags. I sold all my jewelry.
Birkin bags?
Yeah, I just hold on to it.
Did you grow up rich?
No, I married rich. He was very rich.
Birkin bags are expensive. What are they, 20K a bag?
When you sell them at RealReal, you can make like 12K. Lose all the money. Yeah. They fuck you up.
So,
I mean, I hang on. I kept my club and I worked nonstop. I mean, I can just sell my pussy photo for like $20,000 of one photo, but I didn't do it. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be a slave and go on stage and tell dick jokes for free.
Yeah.
So it worked out because I could make more money on OnlyFans if I wanted to, but I just didn't do it.
Uh-huh. You got like everything you wanted.
The only thing on OnlyFans is like the bikini photos, the lingerie photos, the sexy photos. I used to post for free on Instagram for attention. So now I can post for cash.
Yeah.
I still posted on my Instagram, like one of them. Be like, I don't talk about my OnlyFans, but it's there. And I post all my comedy stuff there on the wall. Mm-hmm. I release like, for example, if like, there's a clip like 1.5 minutes on Instagram, I can have the full clip like a 3 minutes one on there. But it's mainly just like comedy. And my fans talk to me, ask me how you're doing, you know.
Do you charge for messages?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
You
go like, they have to Venmo pay. Me or they have I'm to not pay, going to respond.
Because they have to, whenever they send a message, you have to pay $3, $10. I only reply to the message with most money.
Yeah. Oh, that's so smart.
I have a fan just like, whenever they talk to me, he would pay $100. But I don't respond messages as much as I used to because I'm just too busy.
I go
check it once a week. I just kind of reply some.
Mm-hmm. But I love that.
I could, yeah. I'm happy. Sorry. I'm happy I have it. Because why do I post my photo shoot for free?
Yeah. Why post? It costs you money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like this. Do you have anything coming up that you're excited about? Like different projects?
Yes,
I
feel like you're blowing up. Yes, I'm working on a movie and TV show. Really?
You're doing a movie and TV show?
Yes, I'm working on my TV show movie and I'm very excited.
What's a TV show movie?
TV show, it's a TV show and a movie.
Okay.
A movie is like a dark comedy.
Okay.
And TV show is basically about my life. As the modern life Mrs. Maisel, but we have some high concept because I have two clubs. I'm a single mom, divorced with two children and studying comedy, you know, speaking no good English. And then I headlined the Apollo Theater in 4 years in comedy.
The first
Chinese artist to do that. So it's a TV show about me doing that, but also we have some high concept of me because I left my husband. I didn't have any money. So I was selling cocaine on the side. My club is like laundering money. For the show.
Oh, that's amazing. Maybe in real life, but that is a great plot line.
Right?
I love that.
Me a PTA meeting with a muffin, like a...
Yeah,
is that velvet muffin? No, it's blood. I just bury somebody, but I'll be like a nice mom at a PTA meeting while I just bury somebody.
Yeah, so it's like a little bit like Weeds, too.
Yeah, Weeds and like Barry and like Gazilda versus Miss Maisel.
I'd watch that.
You could be my best gay friends.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Because you want us to sell cocaine? Actually, that makes a lot of sense because gay people love cocaine.
And
we should be like, we should start getting in her into some K.
You know what's crazy is that we never did drugs together.
No, that is probably very good.
I've never done drugs. I'm such an old lady.
You've never done drugs?
No, I only did weed. And my thing was alcohol. I stopped drinking. I'm taking a hard break from alcohol for like 9 months already.
Good for you.
I feel great. I just want to know I can do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, when I'm at an event, I will have a glass of champagne when I walk to the red carpet. But like, I feel great. I was cold turkey 9 months, didn't drink anything.
Good for you. Yeah.
And then if I want to drink again, I can drink. But I know in my heart I can do it.
That's great. I had to go to rehab. He did it himself.
I haven't drank in over 2 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. You know, got to focus on comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but damn.
Yeah. I did a lot of cocaine. That was my thing. I like
cocaine
uppers.
It's good for your body, right?
Yeah.
You look fit.
Skinny.
No, just black eyes. Just black.
Do people, is there body positive in China?
No, if you're fat, you should die. They are very brutal. Like my mom would tell my friend they are fat.
Yeah.
Really?
I have a friend, she's a size 4. My mom's like, oh, you really lost your look.
Oh.
She's like, ouch. Mama's like, I implant you used to have look. There's this one. She's always been ugly. So like my mom was just so brutal. She would tell my friends they are fat. Like me, she just like, don't look at the mirror. That's where we're depressed. Mm-hmm. Cover up.
Yeah. Now, what about like stores? Because I saw a video. This is South Korea, so it's a bit different. But like, you know, the plus size stores are called like Moo Moo or, you know.
A cow, right?
Fat cows yeah, or something yeah. like, yeah.
Yeah, they have no sympathy towards fat people.
Right. But why?
Because it's just like, it's so brutal. It's like, I feel like the mindset of the, before like, you know, the war wasn't too far ago when Japan invaded China. It was like the 1940s and then the Cultural Revolution and people were starving. Now China got rich and it's just still like people are still thinking about, oh, I used to be hungry. Like now I have money to eat. Like what I have money, I can live. But why do you have to get fat? Like what, you shouldn't feel good when you are fat. You should
but
feel
do bad. They like them fat asses?
They hate it. They want skinny, skanky hoes. But now they like more curves. But they yeah. want you to have huge
Are they getting fake tits.
Tits
over there? They're getting fake boobs?
People are getting fake tits. But like they like big tits, but on a skinny girl.
So
yeah, rib cage, huge tits.
Yeah.
Yeah, the classic. Everybody, yeah. Everybody loves rib cage, huge tits. She yeah. can't even walk. She has back issues.
I was just
That's
watching
what everybody wants.
MTV Spring Break from the 90s. I was like, these girls have no ass.
Yeah.
Girls did not have ass until literally 2 years ago.
I won best ass in the bluegrass in Kentucky.
Well,
in a strip club.
That's incredible.
I cheated.
Why
obviously.
Did you go to.
Wait, how did you cheat?
So I went to Kentucky because I applied for a lot of schools in America. That's the first offer I got. I need to leave China before my mom changed her mind. So I went to Kentucky.
Okay.
And then my friend was a stripper. And then she said, we have a competition at the strip club. I'm like, okay. And then I don't know. She dared me to do it. I said, sure. I went there. It's the best ass in the bluegrass. $2,000 cash if you want. So how you do it, you wear lingerie, actually bikini, and you walk on the strip club back and forth. And then you would answer one question, and then the audience would cheer. The loudest cheer would win the best ass in the bluegrass. The question is like, what would you do with $2,000? So the first girl is like, she's a nice black girl. She's a huge ass, real ass, nice. She goes, I want to be a nurse. I'll pay for my nursing school. Second one, I love the dogs and cats. I want to use the money to help the homeless dogs and cats. And then third one is like, oh, my grandma's sick. I'm like, if you scream for me, I'll buy everybody a shot. I won.
Yeah.
And the Chinese in me, I gave the bartender $200 and he went to CVS and he bought liquor. So he got the money and I didn't spend my real money to buy the shots.
Oh my God. Very, okay, always making great. Money. You're very smart.
Yeah, I'm
also,
Chinese.
I really
I'm,
hope that.
Yeah, I'm Chinese. I'm just white and dumb.
Yeah, she's just like
it's awful.
That poor grandma. My grandma's so fucking sick. Guys.
Oh, that is so funny. My grandma's up in hospital. We need the $2,000 to pay for the machine, and you're like, everybody gets a shot if I win it. I love that. Oh God. Well, we only have two segments on the show.
Yeah.
The first one is, do you have any questions for us?
Yes, I do. So how do you make sure your asshole is very clean when you are having sex?
So that's a me question, I guess.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I don't.
What?
Actually, this is really great. It's probably...
you don't clean it?
No, I absolutely do. I also wax. So that's
nice.
A big thing. You got to be smooth. That'll take care of a lot. Otherwise, you guys, this is, I did not plan this. Our sponsor, Pure for Men, take the supplements.
Oh, yeah, we will do that after.
Okay.
Nice.
Well,
nice.
You guys will hear about it. But yeah, supplements, fiber.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how big the dick is.
Do you like big dicks or you like an average one?
I like average because
like
I'm not
big.
Trying to be fucking
I'm, I don't want a fire hydrant. You know, I want like a... A decent dick, like let me show
wait,
you.
Wait, like a Red Bull can.
That's a little big for me. I just
oh,
want
that's
like
thickness.
This.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about thick girth.
I like this.
You go, I like what are you doing?
This. Yeah, I don't want too big.
They're not too big. This is average, guys.
Average
Coke can.
Yeah. Wait, are you trying to? Have you ever done anal?
I haven't. I don't want, you know, because I just like, I don't want fart in front of people.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah, I don't
well,
want
you
to.
Might actually shit in front of someone.
It's actually, yeah. It's not like queefing.
I don't queef. I have a tight pussy. I know you don't believe me. My pussy is so tight. It's just one thing I'm proud of. Like,
okay.
It's, yeah.
You don't queef at all?
No. It's that back. after the babies. I didn't know I would have tight pussy like that. Uh-huh. I would not behave.
What was childbirth like?
I asked for no pain management. I want natural birth because I want to feel the pain.
Yeah.
So I can abuse them without no guilt.
Yes.
I'm like, you destroyed my vagina. Shut the fuck up.
And you did it with no pain meds?
No.
Nothing.
I'm a Nazi. And the first boy, Nazi is the bad thing to say. I'm a communist.
the good side of what that's happening.
Yes, Nazi is not good. The first, my son, I was in labor for 72 hours.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
Yeah. He just wouldn't come out. But I would have just like killed him, but he was a boy, so I kept him.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did they, I guess, did they just start pulling or what? How do they?
They just like, I just keep pushing. You can't eat anything, because they want you to vomit and then they could put you under. So I can't eat anything. I was hungry.
For 72 hours.
Yes. I want to eat a baby when he was out. I'm like, he's fresh and new. I'm going to eat him.
God damn.
Yeah.
That's fucking 3 days?
Yeah, I was just in labor crying, just like trying to push the baby out, and I refused to have pain management.
And was the doctor just like,
they were ready
for
C-section.
Days?
They were ready to cut my stomach open.
Yeah. But you didn't want to scar.
Because I already like 8 centimeters open. I can't go through 2 formal pain and have the scars here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to keep pushing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like, it's not safe. I'm like, no, I don't care. I'm pushing for him. I'm
8
like,
centimeters dilated. Is for, that a lot?
For, it's a, like a 10. Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot of pain. It's like active labor.
Yeah. Like that?
Yeah.
Open. No. Open. The hole's open.
That's 8 inches.
Yeah.
That is not 8 inches. Okay. Okay, so we only have our final segment then.
You guys are so adorable. You guys are so cute. I love your beautiful blue shirt. Imagine your pretty blue eyes. You with the good hair.
And you.
I love being.
Oh, I love everything about your body, and then you're here, and then.
Oh, long hair and nice long legs.
Thank you so much.
Tall and handsome.
So the last segment is: if you were a gay man, would mm-hmm. you rather have sex with me or Dylan? Dylan will be topping, and having me in my clean hole.
As a gay man, I would love to get fucked in my asshole so hard. I would never want to do any work. I want to lay there and get fucked. And I wanted to paint my nails and just like, oh my God, I would be a fabulous gay man.
So I guess it's you.
I guess we're fucked.
But I would like a threesome with you guys.
Oh, yes. We don't do that. We don't do that, unfortunately. We're sisters.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Sister wives. You can be my sister wives.
Yeah, sister wives.
I can breastfeed you both.
Could you imagine? That would be so good.
I would honestly love to be in a situation where, like, I lived in a house where somebody was actually, like, not my mom, but my mom.
Yeah, you can pay for that.
What?
Yeah.
I think I'm thinking of a maid.
Like a nanny.
Yeah.
I have a living maid. She cook and clean. I'm her slave because I pay for everything. But it's worth it.
Yeah. Does she take care of the kids, too?
Yeah. And they go to school. My mom is there. My mom is like the house manager. She's bitching around. Then the maid, she cook and clean. She charge a lot. So it's a lot of money, but it's worth it. My mom hate when I throw shit around. I just throw everything around. It's all organized and clean. Yeah.
Is your mom proud of you?
No. No, she'll never be proud of me.
No?
No.
Are you sure?
When I die, she'll look at my grave and go, why don't you have a dick?
Yeah.
I don't need all the money, bitch.
Is she obsessed with your grandkids?
She thinks my daughter is cute, which is shocking because my daughter is a girl. She's like, your daughter is so much smarter than you because she's only 3. She speaks perfect English. I'm like, mom, she was born in America. She's not a genius. She speaks English because she's not a moron. She's not a moron. That's all.
Does she speak Chinese too?
Now they are in China. They are learning Chinese. I make them to learn Chinese too because they don't have a dad. They have to be very smart.
Yeah.
So they have to be bilingual.
Yeah, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't learn any languages and I'm screwed.
You're good. You're cute. You're gonna get whatever. Pick me. Choose me. Love me.
You ever watch Grey's Anatomy?
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, Grey's Anatomy TV. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. What is yours say?
It's a Chinese thing. It's like 天行健，君子以自强不息；地势坤，君子以厚德载物. The way of the heaven works, a gentleman should always work hard and never stop. The way the earth works, a gentleman should always have good moral and always carry the sovereign sadness and don't fuck with little bitches.
that's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
I don't fuck with little bitches, but it's Confucius, they don't say shitty things. There's I Ching, actually. They don't. They are like very proper. I love classical Chinese literature. That's what I learned. It helped me with my editing, like my writing as a comedian, because I'm a poet.
Oh.
In Chinese.
Can I ask you a question about, and I don't know if this is racist to bring up.
Oh, don't worry. Let's be racist. I love that.
I was like, my favorite movie growing up was Memoirs of a Geisha. Uh-huh. And how accurate is that?
It's pretty accurate, but the thing Japanese hate that movie is like the girl, the Chinese girl played the Japanese.
Totally uh-oh. Different country.
Yeah, Chinese girl played the geisha.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My friend's Japanese, and he always be like, it's just bullshit because she's fucking Chinese.
Yeah, they hate it. Like, they hate it. And also, like, the Chinese people are like, fuck you. How dare you let a Japanese man fuck you? You are a Chinese woman. She's playing a Japanese geisha. Chill.
She's so pretty, though.
Everybody hate her because the Japanese hate her. The Chinese hate her because she got fucked by a Japanese man. The fuck Japanese men to make my mom angry.
Yeah. Have you been with a lot of Japanese men?
Japanese men are hot.
They are cute. I really think they are amazing. Japan loves me like NHK.
Japan loves me.
Yeah, NHK did a 30 minutes, basically a day in the life of my life. They followed me around. They call me, use my humor to fight hate. Japan loves me. I should go to Japan and get attention.
Do you ever do comedy in China?
You can't really do stand-up in China because you have to get your script approved. Everything to be approved. I can't keep my whole mouth shut. I'll be fucked up.
I'll do it
in Singapore because they have money and they like me to speak English and they like to be abused.
But isn't Singapore like...
It's another country.
Yeah, but they have a lot of rules.
Yes. Singapore is much better than Malaysia.
Yeah.
Malaysia is a lot of rules.
Yeah.
Singapore is where the caning happened because that guy spit gum on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like to be clean.
They're so good looking in Singapore.
They like clean things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a really clean city. I was like,
oh, wow.
I was like, I don't really know what to do here.
You have to join the army. I had a college roommate that was from Singapore.
Yeah. Because they want to protect your beautiful, clean, little, tiny
I feel like we should do forced enlistment. I think we should do that too.
Yeah.
I don't want to go.
No, you're too late.
Oh, okay.
You would have already done it.
Oh, good.
It's all the time that you would have. We were pretending.
I would have had a good body.
Yeah.
I would have had a good
it's
body.
All that time that you were pretending to be an author at community college.
Yeah, I was.
You would have just been.
I was in community college. Head off. I was like, I'm gonna write a novel. I wasn't even writing.
I don't think. I guess never mind. I was gonna bring up in Israel, you don't have to blow somebody's head off.
Let's not talk about Israel. We don't talk about Israel on the podcast.
No. Okay, just because you have to join the military if you're there.
Oh, that is true. Have you chosen a side, Israel or Palestine?
I fuck Jewish men.
Oh. And don't we all?
They listen.
They do.
They are so well trained by their moms.
I actually do think that there's no stronger love than an Asian woman and her Jewish husband.
Oh, because who is cheaper is a connection you can never break.
Yes. This is just like around the world, just fucking perfect circle. Just
The Chinese. Well,
it also it would be hilarious watching her battle his mother on a daily basis.
Oh, Chinese Jewish moms are not as evil as Chinese moms. If you are a Chinese man, marry a Jewish woman, and you are a Chinese mom, Chinese moms are. They are brutal. Jewish moms like
tiger mom, right?
Yeah, Chinese mom or tiger mom. Like Jewish moms, like they love their son so much. Everything's cute about their son.
Yeah,
I don't know why they think they are so cute, but.
But then, like they become protected. So like the wife is gonna be like not good enough and whatnot.
But a nice blowjob, Jewish men are weak. When they have a nice blowjob, they're like, "Mom, who?" You know, they forget.
Yeah, they forget.
It depends on how good you suck the dick, honey.
Is there any type of person you won't have sex with other than women?
If a Rachel Maddow fuck me with a dildo, I'll say yes.
Yeah.
I like penetration. I just don't like scissoring. I think it's wasting time. It's like
I've never done it, though.
It's
I've never
scissoring done that. Is just like I just don't know. How can you come?
It's like kissing.
Yeah, it's like kissing.
They don't actually do that, do they?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think that's like something they talk about on South Park.
Yeah.
Who I wouldn't have sex with? My ex-husband? Never.
Yeah. Yeah, is there a specific type of person that you like? You said you like blue eyes. You like getting penetrated.
I like other hazel eyes.
You like a country boy.
Oh yeah, I like a Trump supporter eating my pussy.
Yeah,
with a beard, be like, go back to China. so good. Come to Jacksonville, Florida. You know, I want. To, I don't care. Like,
what about like a redhead, a ginger?
That's cute. Ginger, I can fuck ginger out of him because Chinese ginger's gone. Asian
I've never seen an Asian
baby. I can my gene can eat the ginger out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen an Asian ginger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the Genghis Khan in me is going to fuck the ginger out.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
I've never seen an albino Asian either.
Are those happening?
They exist, but they are often...
discarded?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, garbage. Garbage babies.
Yeah, I don't mind ginger. I don't mind a country boy.
Garbage baby.
I don't care. Like, I don't hate people. Like, I don't have to agree to your politics.
Yeah.
I'll fuck you if I think you are hot.
Agreed.
There is stupid hot people.
Yeah.
I just fuck them.
Yeah. I actually prefer, I mean, the odds are, because I do like, I like you being rich is like, will give you like 10 points in my book. You mm-hmm. know, like, I think you could be like an ugly dude, but hot. And I feel like most rich guys are Republican.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Because they protect their money.
Yeah. And let me say something. Once I become rich, I will also be Republican.
Fair enough.
And I will, yeah. Well, I already live in, I live in here for the taxes.
Oh, is that Republican?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, do you want to plug anything?
Follow me everywhere, Jiaoying Summers, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, and the comedy tour everywhere, summerscomedy.com.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. You guys are amazing. It.
Thank you for coming.
I'll breastfeed you both after this.
Yeah, yeah, yes, please.
I'll try.
Nice.
Us and Panda. And you can follow me at Dylan P. Carlino.
Colin Dowling.
The Jimmy Clifford.
And comment on the YouTube, please. Follow us and subscribe. We love y'all.